to have your name captain again. How does that make you feel?
It feels good. You know, it means a lot because, you know, the players vote. So you definitely have the respect of the guys in the locker room, and that's what's most important.
Chip using you a little bit different. I haven't really talked to you about that. You know, closer to the line of scrimmage. It's really not really been a role. You've always been kind of an outside guy. Mm-hmm. How much of an adjustment has it been?
It's an adjustment. I would just say that. Not a hard one and not an easy one, but, you know, it's just something that, you know, I just got to be more inclined to studying more and you know, preparing a lot more because it's different. You know, but I'm you know, I've been open to it for years now, and, you know, finally I got a staff that wants me to do it.
Do you think that it'll mean more opportunities for you? I mean, teams stay away from you generally, but when you're in there and, you know, you're getting a pass rush on, they got to get rid of it. I guess, you know, John said the slot receivers being used a lot more on third down. I mean, do you think that's going to drag you more into more plays?
Yeah, I think so. Because typically most teams put their best player in there a lot, you know, just to get some matchups. Because some teams put their third best corner in there. But, you know, on this team, it's going to be different. You know, I'll be in there and, you know, they're going to have to try to find ways to get that guy the ball. So I will get more opportunities.
How excited are you, Raiders Monday night? What's all that mean?
Very excited. Can't wait. You know, it's one of those things. I know the fans are eager to get this one going. You know, we had a decent preseason, and hopefully we can build off that and get out of here with a W.
I know it's a new year, but is there a better taste after the two Raiders games last year?
Well, I don't think about it as much now, but, you know, it's kind of hard when you bring it up all the time. So, you know, you definitely don't want that to happen again, and I guarantee that won't happen again.
Jim, what's your sense? I mean, you've gone through a whole training camp now. Do you get a sense of a team after a training camp, like kind of what you got a little bit? I mean, what's your sense of this group?
Well, it really just builds confidence. You know, you don't really know what's going to happen. I mean, but I'm confident that we can do good things. And the type of team we are, I think we're still trying to find our identity and what we're going to be. I mean, but the only way you create an identity is going out there and doing it on Sunday night or Monday night or whatever it may be. So we just got to go play and let it speak for itself.
Are you trying to have Brian Wilson's beard? I mean, honestly, it's getting to that level.
No. You know,
I've seen the commercial with people dancing inside his beard. Are you get to that
look,
level yet?
The first time somebody told me you got a beard like Brian Wilson, I didn't know who Brian Wilson was. So I looked it up and found out who he was. So, you know, if I don't think mine's going to grow that long. He got a really long beard. I don't think it's going to get that long.
And I don't think Denver's ready for you to act like Brian Wilson this year.
No, not at all. You know, he plays maybe one end in the game, so, and I play four quarters. So I'm putting in more work than he is.
I mean, obviously, one of the cliches is that, you know, you're only as good as your pass rush for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you've got Elvis back and Vaughn back, how excited are you about what that means for you guys on the back end, that possibility of creating some turnovers?
I'm excited because, you know, I've never played with a team that just can have that consistent pass rush. And, you know, playing with these guys, it's going to be amazing because the quarterbacks won't have much time. You know, we did it well in the preseason, but they know that their guys are going to be chipping them and doing crazy things like that. But it just makes coverage that much simpler, you know, because you don't have to cover as many guys because they got to keep them in to protect. So it changes the game a lot. We just got to keep it up.
Joe Mays said it kind of colorfully the other day, but I'll ask you the same question. I mean, have you seen a first step quite like Bonds?
No, not really. You know, I think the closest person that comes to him as far as a freakish athlete is probably LeVar Arrington. And it's funny that they were both drafted number 2 overall. I mean, both crazy athletic. You know, that's what I remember from him. And that's the probably the closest person to him.
So you don't want to get in a race on a blitz with him and you? I mean, is he going to get there first?
More than likely.
Do you think being closer to the line of scrimmage means you might be blitzing a little more? Because we haven't seen that part of your game a lot.
You know, I don't know. It all depends on what he calls. You know, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. All I know is if I got man-to-man coverage, I'm covering my guy, and, you know, we'll mix it up every now and then.
Champ, you talk about how good you felt physically coming into camp this year. Do you still feel that now? You think that'll kind of pay off for this first stretch before the bye week?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I think the way camp was structured helped, too. You know, me being an older guy, I can't do a lot of running and unnecessary things with my legs. So, you know, the fact that I was able to stay fresh, or fresher than I have in the past, it makes me feel good about going into the season.